Welcome. Says Max, who's going first?
Don?
All right.
Do I need to sit up here and pause?
Or you sit here? Yeah, as long as you're at a mic.
As long as I'm a mic, okay.
We've got folks that listen. We want to be able to hear.
We sent you a letter back the 8th of April. Do I need to give you another copy of it by chance?
Yes.
Probably.
Please.
There's a letter and an attachment, and it has to do with our board appointments. And we wanted to let you know that we hadn't followed our own bylaws the last couple of times. Just by way of history, for years, nobody cared who was on the board, and people were just kind of reappointed. Then I think when Joe Chowning became the presiding commissioner, they asked that we advertise the positions, which we done, and then we had a bylaw. Our bylaws were, changed or implemented, saying that, you know, we would make a recommendation to the county commission. And apparently, at least the last couple of years, we have not made any recommendations to the county commission. And we realize it's up to you guys as to who you appoint to these boards, you know, when you have the power of appointment. The only thing that we would request is, you know, in the future, when we do what we're supposed to do and make a recommendation to you, that we would appreciate your, you know, consideration in following those recommendations. If you have any questions, probably what we would also request that you do, if you don't mind, is check with maybe the president of our board or some of our, feel free to contact our board members. We feel it kind of puts Max in a difficult position when Max is contacted because we're the guys that evaluate him. So it's kind of like you got the tail wagging the dog to a certain extent there. But if you have any questions, we'll be glad to try to answer them. We apologize to you all for, you know, creating a little furor this time because we didn't follow our own bylaws.
Okay. Comments?
We had a very nice selection of candidates. Very difficult decision.
Yeah, I understand.
It would have been nice if somebody would have said, yeah, this one and this one. Then we wouldn't have had to worry about it.
It would have been a lot easier.
We wouldn't have created the political flag for you.
But
so
anyway, we the way I looked at it and the way the discussion that I had, and of course I've had some conversation with people that wanted to be on the mm-hmm. board since then, you know, but we could have drew names out of a hat this time and mm-hmm. had good people. That's the way I felt about it. And so if we wanted to use that process, that would have been fine this time. Sometimes that might not work, but I thought Max gave a good presentation about whether there was a need for service, a volunteer service and a public service is something that comes from the heart. And every one of these people had a heart to do something here. And so that's the way I felt about it. I just felt like that Max said, if you want new blood, new ideas, or if somebody's tired of serving. You know, I served on the school board for a while, and that's a pretty good lesson in time to get out. When it's time to get out, you know. So even though I would have refiled, I decided not to do such a thing. So it would have made it easier if you could have come up with a couple of recommendations. But like I said, this bunch was a fine group to...
Well, I'll mention also, Danny, the people you picked, particularly the new member, he's been a very positive addition to our board. You know, and has been, I think, already, you know, made some contribution to the board that mm-hmm. perhaps we wouldn't have had otherwise. You know, you get a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't fault you at all for what you did.
Right.
And you're not asking us to redo the...
Oh, no, okay. No.
I didn't
no.
know if you were wanting to go back or anything like that.
No.
Just go moving forward.
Just want to move forward, and we'll try to follow our own rules next time.
And we could ask that question. Sometimes we ask, like the IDA board, we were used to asking what their recommendations are, and so we could have helped the process by saying recommendations, and you know, I didn't ask that question.
Or written recommendations or something like that, so it wouldn't have been so... But anyway, that I felt good about the way things went, and new perspective on things, mm-hmm. and all those ideas. Always, I like to make this statement. The guy that I disagreed with the most on the school board was one of the better school board members that I served with. I always knew where he stood. We didn't agree on things, but I knew where he was at.
Well, you talk about serving on the school board. I've been there myself, but I've probably gotten more people mad at me serving on the school board than anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
You know, as far as volunteer boards, and I had a similar experience. There was one fellow in particular. He and I had a little different perspectives on things, but I always felt that his heart was in the right place, you know,
right.
That he was doing it for the benefit of the school and for the students, and sometimes we just had a difference of opinion as to what was best.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything the commission needs to do since we did take the action, and I think there was some feelings that got hurt and things like that. Is there anything we can do to help smooth over the situation? Or
you heard the expression, the more you stir it, the more it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just leave it alone. I had to ask. I said, there's something we can do.
No, I really feel bad because I feel it was our doing that caused the problem. In other words, our board is the one that created the situation. So I think probably just go on down the road just put it behind us. And I think that probably various board members have had discussions and, you know, with maybe those who were disappointed. And we just said, hey, it was our fault, you know, that we didn't do what we were supposed to do. So, you know, we can't fault you if we don't do our job, certainly.
Sounds good to me.
The only other thing that initially was on the agenda we'll go ahead and pass had to do with the bond that we're doing with regard to the Tantone renovation. And after talking with Carsonella, Bob Paulson and I talked to him Friday, apparently, and I've worked with Carson some in years past and his predecessor Carl Yates at that firm, and they're very capable and very competent people, I think. But I guess this is the first time that Carson has ever done a Senate Bill 40 bond issue, and I think he was maybe unaware of exactly what our status was. But after the discussion with he and Bob and I, you know, Friday afternoon, the letter that we sent you about asking us to assist actually was drafted by Carson pretty much, you know. We fine-tuned it a little bit, but I don't think we're going to need to do that, so we've just not even asked that be considered.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's it? No.
Unless you have any other questions of us, we have people here that probably can answer any other questions you might have, or that they might disagree with something I said, too. I don't know.
Any other comments? Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. Thank you.
Thanks for serving.
Showing your interest.
Let's recess with Bob and try to squeeze Bob in right now, if that's all right with you guys.
Okay. Saw him, I think, a minute ago.
Yeah, I did, too. You want to call recess?
Yep, recess.
I'll walk upstairs and see if I can't find